It is a musical tradition that started in 19th century Mexico and has migrated to Los Angeles, one of the urban meccas of mariachi music outside of its homeland. Some musicians play at restaurants. Others gather here just east of downtown Los Angeles at Mariachi Plaza to look for work.
This is a job, the only job I have now, and I've been doing it for 54 years.
David Martin and other musicians dressed in the traditional charro outfits come to Mariachi Plaza regularly, hoping to be hired by families to play at weddings and other special events. But he says the economy is hurting business.
Very, very severely. It's gone down more than 50%. It's way, way down. And that's caused some mariachis to have to leave and go back to Mexico, others just to give up, and others just to hang on by their nails.
This cannot supplement my own whole income. I do have a regular job as well.
Carlos Pacheco works at the airport. He can only play mariachi music part-time because he needs the extra money to buy a house.
Anything affects, you know, incomes of the general public, you know, it affects us because if they have less money, well, they're not going to get party, they're not going to get musicians.
David Martin says when the economy was good, as many as 8 musicians would often be hired to play at a private function.
Now the standard is 5. That's hard.
Veteran musicians say the economy has created another problem.
Some people are undercharging, and some people are coming who don't really play very well at all. They give it a bad name, then the public thinks, oh, they're not professional, and then they don't hire them.
Martin says some musicians recently formed a mariachi union. Its members promise to charge a minimum of $50 an hour for each musician, but some are willing to work for less.
If you can get the hours, I wouldn't mind a reduction, you know, 5-10, you know, it's not that much of a big difference.
But Carlos Pacheco says the fear is, if the public gets used to paying a lower price, they may continue to expect it when the economy improves. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.